Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Listen, I don't want for you to miss this. This is the moment of wisdom that we always share, you know, every single day. You know, just one verse from Proverbs, and today is the third. Mm-hmm. And so we will be sharing from Proverbs chapter 3, the corresponding chapter to the corresponding day. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 3, as a matter of fact, verse 25. It reads, "Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked," which word, that word means immoral. Mm-hmm. "Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the immoral. For the Lord will be your confidence,
mm-hmm.
and will keep your foot from being snared."
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Let me say it again. "Have no fear of sudden disaster." Think about sudden disaster.
Mm-hmm.
"Or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked," which means immoral.
Mm-hmm.
"For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your feet from being snared." Think about it. The first thing he talks about, where he says, "Have no fear of sudden disaster." How many people walk around? They're constantly living in a place of dread and regret. They're like stuck in between two bookends, mm-hmm. and all mm-hmm. they talk about is what they regretted from yesterday and what they're dreading about tomorrow, and they never live in today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, faith is being sure of what you hope for. Listen, when you serve God, you're supposed to live in the moment. You use wisdom, you plan, but you don't live in the future. You don't live in the past. You live in the now.
Right.
I mean, everything that happened 5 minutes ago and beyond is history. You cannot do anything about it. It's totally done. And so understand that God is now. God is your ever-present help in time of trouble. That he's not "I was" or "I will be." His name is "I am."
Mm-hmm.
He's present. He's always omnipresent. He's always right there. And so understand this, that God, your confidence can be in him. Mm-hmm. And so those who are operating in faith, which is surety and certainty, they're not living in dread and regret, that in that the psalm says, there they were with all that dread when there's nothing to dread at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. I mean, once you get over the fear of death, understand that that's been dealt with on the cross, once you get over the fear of what man can do to you or think about you, you're mm-hmm. going to start enjoying your life. Until you're willing
that's
to
right.
die for something, you're not willing to live for anything. There's nothing worse than those guys and girls who are just like, you know, are you willing to sacrifice for anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, right. but we call those guys heroes that are willing to stand up for something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if it's rescuing somebody off of a subway situation that may have fallen in a subway, we just look at it with amazement because mm-hmm. they're willing to give their life for someone else. There's so many things taking place on earth today. America's being shaken to its core, and literally we're in the early shaking early processes of a big shaking that's about to take place. Many are losing their jobs, their homes, their cars, and all being overtaken by fear and anxiety. Remember the Great Depression, though. There was maybe 18, 20% unemployment. That means this, that there was 80 to 82% of the people were employed.
That's right.
Who were the 80 to 82%? Did you know that despite what happens in the world, that God can bless you when others are choosing to go a route away from God?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Think about that. We're seeing in VFN family, when everybody's going one way in the economy, we're seeing people get $20,000 pay raises.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing God speak to one spouse to shift and make a move and step away from where they're earning their income to another spouse. He's saying, I want you to make a move. Then God will immediately replace that very same plus some income with the other spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And not skip a beat.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Not skip a beat.
Mm.
I mean, it's the book of Acts.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be for you if you're choosing to walk immorally mm-hmm. and walk against the ways of God and not learn his way. But if you'll walk with God and abide with him, listen, there's a lot of unrest that's quaking and a lot of things are about to pour out like water over the land. But if you have decided to trust in the Lord, one that hears his word and obeys it, one who abides with the Lord on a daily basis, you should have no fear of sudden mm-hmm. disaster. You can't walk around. Here you are walking around blessed. You got a job. You got maybe a relationship, a family. You live in America. Listen, you're blessed. But understand that you should not walk around thinking any moment it's gonna fall apart. You're gonna have a huge disaster. Because what you greatly fear, what?
Will come upon you.
Because everything works that way. You should have no fear of sudden disaster. Though many will see sudden disaster, listening to the Lord and trusting in Him, abiding in Him, He will guide you. He will tell you ahead of time that a disaster is coming and give you time to be able to, as a prudent person, to prepare for it. So it's not going to be a sudden thing that hits you. You actually knew it was coming, and you went to VFN TV and you watched prudent preparation, and you're ready for, you know, maybe 30 days, 90 days worth of, shaking as things transition a little bit. It's not a big deal for you. You know what I'm saying? And so you're prepared. So sudden disaster, things will happen in your life, but they won't happen to you by surprise because you are with God, and God does nothing unless He tells His people who are listening to Him first.
Amos, right?
Exactly. And then we should have no fear of ruin that overtake the same fear that overtakes the fear of ruin that overtakes the wicked or the immoral. That we should have no fear of that.
That's right.
If you are walking uprightly before the Lord in view of His mercy and because of His grace, we're not talking about a sinless person who's perfect, but we're also not talking about somebody who just consciously keeps on sinning. We're just talking about somebody, if they do sin, it's something they hate and they don't want it in their life. Like Paul talks about in, he writes this letter in Romans chapter 7. So those storms come and disasters are coming. You'll prepare for it. You'll be able to prepare for it. And fear won't overtake you like it will overtake those. So be prepared, because those that are walking right now that are boldly, there's things happening right now that are just in your face sin. They're intentionally showing up at places around saying they're going to show up, even today, at places so they can blatantly be immoral and do things in the face of God, in the face of those who are doing what's right. So understand this, that God loves them and they can repent. But if you're the one serving the sandwich today and you're doing what's right, you have no fear of sudden disaster that overtakes, or the ruin that overtakes the wicked. But the very ones that you're looking at, if they don't change their way, there's going to be a sudden ruin that overtakes them. It overtakes them. But you have no fear of that. And that's what he's telling us right here. And he goes on and says, for the Lord will be your confidence. Now, your confidence, you know, having confidence in yourself can only be a seasonal thing at best. You know what I'm saying? Because we all have our confident moments, and then we have our unconfident moments. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was so confident yesterday. What happened?
I just left.
Yeah. God reminded me that your confidence seems to be in Him, not in yourself.
That's right.
Having trust in your job or your economy will be an emotional bipolar experience.
Absolutely.
I know a man that said, he said, I figured that when my business is doing good, God loves me. And when my business is doing bad, God's mad at me. You know, if he still believes that with today's economy, he's in Chattahoochee somewhere. I mean, he's lost his mind. Because, you know, we are not our blessing. That's a blessing that God's giving us.
That's right.
Having your confidence in people will often end in disappointment, for they are as we are, flawed and in need of a savior. But a man who places his confidence in the Lord will never be disappointed, because he or she knows, no matter what is happening to them or around them, that God is in control, and because God has made this covenant with us. This is the covenant that he made with us in Romans 8:28. He said this. He says, listen, all things. Think about it. All things. All things will work. Somebody says, I don't know. And they look at you. This will work out. What are they saying? They're talking about God's covenant he made with us.
Right.
This will work out. This will work. All things work together. Even the stuff that was happening to Joseph, and even the crazy things that are happening right now in America. Listen, it's all going to work together.
That's right.
All things work together for your good. It might not feel good, but in the end, it will be good.
Right.
That's right.
All things work together for your good for those who love God. What does that mean? Those who have their confidence in the Lord and are called according to His purpose, not our own. See, confidence is this. Confidence is faith. And in Hebrews, right, lets us know, 11:1, he says, now, there it is, right that moment, living in the now, not the dread or the regret, the now. Now faith is being sure. That's confidence. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. Hope is a desire with expectation of receiving that which you desire. And it's in the now. You have to understand, it's a substance, and it's now. It's like right now. And so you are protected. When your confidence is in God, you know, you're protected. You have a total shield of faith that's around you that you can hope that God will deliver you and God will respond to your confident hopes. And a lot of people misunderstand confidence in God for pride. You know, because all they know is self-reliancy.
That's right.
But you can walk through a lion's den, and somebody said, "Well, look how you can have things. You know, we got some things to share with you. We can't share with you right now, but you're going to be really surprised. You know, you're going to be really surprised. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the enemy does, because God will protect you. That's your confidence. And finally, the last part of that is says, "For the Lord will be your confidence." So it's not what you are projecting in yourself. It's that you're locking into God's. He is your confidence. Everything about him is your confidence. So we are keeping our confidence in the Lord. He actually, when we do that, he empowers us to have confidence in him. Mm-hmm. It is through his finished work and our confidence in his finished work and in confidence in what he says is true will come to pass in our life that brings it to pass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like, get confident, church. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to have to rise up. If you want to be protected in this present storm, in the storm that's coming, you need to stand up and say, you know what? I'm a Christian. I'm a Christ follower. I love you. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. If you don't take the plan, you are in America and you have First Amendment, right? And you can do that. But you're not going to take my First Amendment, right? I'm going to stand up for what's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, first of all, I would do it no matter what kind of government it was, because I love God.
That's right.
Secondly, I'm going to do it because I'm an American and I can do it, you know, and I'm not going to stop your First Amendment rights, but I will pray for you and love on you. And hopefully you'll come to know the Lord. And the last part is the Lord will keep your foot from being snared. I mean, think about it. You got people living in dread and regret, and they're constantly going, "Oh my goodness, this is not going to work. Oh my goodness, this is not going to work. Oh my," and they're fearful, and they're thinking, like, what they're saying is, "This is the trap. It's not going to come out right. Oh my goodness, I applied for the job. It might be the wrong job." It's like, you got a job.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
You get a paycheck. I don't know if this is going to be enough. You got a paycheck.
Exactly.
My car's making a noise. You got a car.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Think about it. It's like, come on, America. We're 360% more than 52% of the impoverished people in the world. 52% of the 6 billion people. You're getting 360% more.
Yeah. It was misplaced confidence.
Total misplaced confidence. Your confidence is the Lord. There's nothing worse than having to face dangerous times and finding yourself stuck or snared, maybe by a spirit of offense or trapped by adversary or caught by your own failure to follow God and live a repentant lifestyle. But when our confidence is in the Lord, we can be sure of this, that he will, not he might, but he will, keep your foot from being snared. Today's wisdom moment is Proverbs 3:25. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.